This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, yeah. It's Friday, my friends. Welcome to the weekend. It is 6:08. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Never. Bang, 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 bang. And it would be the little drummer boy, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be, you know, Christmas thematic.
I got it. Yeah.
Well, good morning, Greg. How are you?
Ba-rum-pa-bum-bum.
Yeah.
I'm sleepy.
You been a good boy?
Oh, yeah.
Santa going to take care of you, you think?
I hope so. No. Jen let me buy a car. That was Merry Christmas, baby.
Yes, that was. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That woman.
Oh, she's amazing, isn't she?
We're going to call her St. Jen. Yeah. I'm going to call her that.
Yeah.
Well, and your mom, too. St. Mom.
Uh-huh.
Putting up with you, Greg. Oh, no.
Actually,
just kidding. You're a joy.
To take a quick little side note, it's funny you say that, because when she was in high school, that was kind of her nickname, because a lot of the girls that were around her, they did not so nice things, and she was the...
Anti-mean girl.
Church-going, good girl, you know, that kind of thing. So it is kind of funny that you called her that.
Well, she's taking quite a fall from grace when she hooked up with you. Oh, man.
Tough crowd.
Just kidding.
I know.
She's just an angel that flew a little too close to Earth, and Greg grabbed a hold of her, and the rest is history.
I ain't letting go.
Good morning and welcome. Man, I, you know, want to lighten things up, but how do you do that? This NASCAR driver, Greg Biffle, not only was he like an awesome race car driver, because he was, this is the guy who took his personal helicopter and helped all those people after the hurricane ravaged North Carolina.
Yeah. Good guy.
Yeah. And it's so sad. His whole family really wiped out in a plane crash. And not that it makes Christina Biffle, his wife, had sent a text to her mother, and it was revealed, she texted me from the plane, and she said, "We're in trouble." And that was it. We're in trouble.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Well, I know the early speculation, I guess the pilot was going around again or something, but they didn't know why. And they'll get it all figured out, but what a tragic loss. I mean, it's bad any time, but literally, you know, a week before Christmas, that's tough for the family.
And sometimes when they have these flight issues, you know, if you can turn them around quickly enough, you know, you can get the people off. But this thing was a ball of flames on the tarmac.
I mean, sad.
Awful. It is. And they were on their way, apparently, to Sarasota for a birthday trip. But, I mean, what do you say? I mean, there's nothing you can say. Just it's one of those very sad, tragic events. And as a Christian, you have to believe that they're in a better place now.
Yes. Yep.
But it is, geez, that's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was just, you know, just tough enough when it's just anybody. But when it's somebody who not just left his mark in racing, but really left a mark on helping others, that's... Well, Billy Joel said only the good die young, so maybe.
Well, but, you know, it kind of goes back to that whole kind of thing, you know, what do you want to be remembered for? You know, if you're going to turn that into a positive, it's like maybe it can change the way you look at things, the things you do, the way you treat people, who you help, those kind of things, you know?
Waxing philosophically with Greg Cassidy this morning. Welcome.
Right.
Welcome, folks.
No charge.
Certainly the holiday edition, we could call it, for sure. Hey, There's a bunch of stuff we got to get into. Let me give you some of the stuff. The Brown University shooter, he's dead. Okay, it appears self-inflicted, and a direct connection to the MIT professor being killed.
Now wait a minute, Bob. It's funny that you say that, because I think I heard that somewhere yesterday. or the day before, a projection that these, you know, why are they saying that these aren't connected? They shouldn't assume that. I heard someone say that like it was yesterday.
Yeah, well, that was me.
Oh.
Again, because they're so quick to, like, rule out things, it doesn't appear to be, you know, not in this case, they didn't say it one way or another, but it doesn't appear to be terrorist-related. It doesn't appear to be this, oh, the shooting, the death of the MIT professor, you know, there's not a connection. Doesn't appear to be a connection. Why wouldn't you answer it with, well, this, we're just digging into it. We have no idea if there's a connection or not. Mm-hmm. Nothing is off the table. It's still early on. I mean, why did they do that? Right. It's very, very irritating. We know more about this guy, Claudio Neves Valente, 48. He's a Portuguese national. He was living in Miami. And we'll dig into that in just a little bit. And then we have this a big local story, and I apologize that I didn't get a chance to really dig into it much. I know our news covered it, but this from Main Street Daily News. Gainesville business owners have lost tens of thousands of dollars in the past year following nearly identical lawsuits filed by a local resident, Makita Evans. Evans, 33, has sued 43 businesses with Alachua County locations, claiming their websites failed to abide by the Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA. She sued another six businesses located in Orlando, Ocala, or Lake City, with all the lawsuits occurring in the U.S. District Court in the Northern District of Florida, totaling 49 lawsuits. So far, 26 of the defendants with Gainesville locations have signed confidential settlement agreements, keeping the full monetary impact hidden. Main Street only found one locally owned business able to exit the lawsuits without a settlement, and 17 cases remain active. This clearly is a scam for money.
Absolutely.
And there was a shakedown like this using the ADA rules. I'm going to have to do some digging on where that. And they finally did away with it. You know what I mean? The lawsuit side of it. You know, business owners, they're afraid. And they could truly be in violation of the ADA, but there's an entity behind this, and it's not just the person who files the lawsuit. They're usually they're just kind of a useful person that can claim that they have a dog in the fight. It's usually some unscrupulous scumbag attorneys that are usually behind it. Real sleaze balls, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know who you are. I got the impression this was actually related to one blind gentleman, I'll use that term, that's who she was representing. I believe read that right. I believe so. But it's like you're hitting all these websites, unconnected businesses across Florida. I mean, come on. I mean, the old ambulance chaser line, you know, that some would be accused of. This is just, it's just wrong.
Let's see. First Magnitude is one of them. Adams Rib Company, Gainesville Health and Fitness, The Top, Satchel's Pizza have all been sued since September.
See, that's just...
And local business owners called the lawsuits predatory, but agreed to settlements as the best course of action. And a Gainesville attorney said almost no business is safe from the type of lawsuit. But Satchel Ray, owner of Satchel's Pizza, told Main Street he plans to fight the lawsuit filed against his restaurant despite the tough legal battle. And he was the one who I think first brought this all to light by contacting somebody, I believe, from Main Street Daily News. And
Sometimes principle, you got to stand up.
Oh, absolutely.
Even if it costs you more money.
No, if you're in violation of the ADA, then the ADA should look into it. And if there's fines that are applicable, it should work in that way. Once you've rectified the situation, like fixed your website, for instance, I don't think you can say there really is any damage.
Right.
You know, a problem was found, a problem was solved. Why would you have to pay massive amounts of money and put your business in peril because some scum-sucking vermin wants to make a buck?
Yeah.
Yeah, the business need to get together and fight it.
Absolutely.
And really out the kind of people that do this garbage.
Mm-hmm.
617 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here announcing Patriot Games for the 250th anniversary. I'll explain what that is coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:22. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Your top story, the Brown University shooter has been caught, well, actually found dead. His name is Claudio Valente, Navis Valente, identified by authorities as the Brown University shooter and the person responsible for the murder of the MIT professor, Nuno Lorio. And Navis Valente was found dead Thursday night in a storage unit in Salem, New Hampshire, from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was a student at Brown in the fall of 2000 to spring of 2001. During that time, he studied physics, but he withdrew in 2003. It also shows that the shooter and the MIT professor went to school together in Portugal. So there is definitely a very strong connection there.
Yeah.
Authorities said the motive for both attacks still under investigation. And, there's a lot of little kind of twists and turns, if you will. It was the help of, this homeless guy. That gave them a tip that definitely helped to narrow it down. That was one of the people that was in one of the videos that they said they wanted to talk to. That was this homeless guy who apparently shared enough information with them to where they could really kind of hone in on what was going on. Just as a side note, this town, Salem, Massachusetts, I was there over the summer, stopped there. And, you know, the Salem witch trials and all that. Remember mm-hmm. that from history? And I was told that it was, you know, a nice town. And there was a part of it that was nice. But, you know, we stopped in there. And I'm just being honest with you. I got a creepy feeling.
Really?
I got a creepy feeling there.
That's interesting.
How do you describe it? I hate to say it like this, but mm-hmm. I just got a bad vibe.
Okay.
Yeah. You ever get that?
Yes.
Like, there's something, I hate to go as far as say evil presence, but something's not right.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. We got out of there. We got out of there right away, and I felt better immediately. And
yeah,
just a little side note. But anyway, so this guy is 48. Weren't they saying it was a younger person initially?
I thought they thought so.
And then they also said that, it doesn't appear to be any connection with the MIT professor's murder.
Right.
And, of course, now we found out absolutely it did.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they rule stuff out and make themselves look less credible? And really, if it wasn't the help. From the help that they had outside. I don't know where we'd be on this case. Police are crediting a homeless man who previously attended Brown University for cracking the case wide open and helping them locate the car belonging to the suspect in the shooting on campus. You see, it helped them locate the car. The car was a rental car. Guess what happens when you go to a rental agency? They ask for ID and you have video on you, mm-hmm. and you're not going to be wearing all kinds of masks.
Right.
Because that's going to bring attention to you. But he used his real name rent the car.
That's interesting.
They say there was a lot of planning done leading up to this. Mm. And, of course, he cased the joint, as we know. You know, but that's a pretty basic one that, you know, if you're using a rental car in your legal name, that is a major gaffe if you're trying to get away with murder.
Do you think that he planned if he thought he was going to get caught and that he didn't really have a lot of concern about that because he thought he was going to end it himself?
Yes. That's why he didn't care about some mistakes. He just didn't want the path to him to be too clear-cut and easy, because that may have interfered with his secondary murder of the MIT professor. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like because he rented this warehouse, I believe, back in November in Salem.
Oh.
So he had, that was sort of I guess, his little headquarter thing. And also, it sounds, I believe, that he, you know, had planned to off himself once his... You know, once he did his,
right,
you know, whatever his sick, twisted mind was telling him to do. But yeah, it was a homeless man who really cracked this thing open. Police were alerted on Tuesday about a Reddit post with a description of the suspect's vehicle. "I'm being dead serious," the Reddit post said. "The police need to look into a gray Nissan with Florida plates, possibly a rental. I know because he used his key fob to open the car, approached it, and then something prompted him to back away. When he backed away, he relocked the car. I found that odd. So when he circled the block, I approached the car, and that is when I saw the Florida plates." A source told Fox News that police later identified the Reddit poster as the homeless man, who they said was extremely articulate and reliable. He told police he sleeps in the basement of the Barris and Holly building on campus. He said he observed the suspect in the basement area earlier in the day before the shooting and then followed him out and had a strange encounter with him.
Wow.
So, yeah, we'll dig into this a little bit deeper. We've got other stories, of course, we want to get to. Kamala on Kimmel. I bet that was a cackle fest. And there's just a lot more going on. And we're going to try to give you all the information that we can. And it is Friday. Happy, happy weekend. It is 6:28, and we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast with every minute, every issue on demand in one place, now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple Podcast, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, you got me a pumpkin pie. Isn't that a friend of yours? Is that Amy Grant?
We've hung out over the years.
Aren't you buddies with her?
Yeah, haven't talked in a while.
You don't like to name drop it. Yeah. You hung out with her. Yo, Amy. Years. What up, girl? It is 6:39 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And, yeah, we've got major headlines of, you know, not great stories. Greg Biffle and his whole family killed in a plane crash. That was awful. But they have caught the killer. And, authorities now believe that he also murdered the MIT professor, and he shot the two kids dead, young people dead at Brown University, even though... You know, law enforcement, we don't really see a connection. You didn't see a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Well, for some homeless dude, we'd still be searching for that guy.
Yeah.
Be honest with you. Got to call the balls and strikes. Call them like I see them. But let's move on to some good stuff. It is time for the 250th anniversary. It is party time. There's going to be games and all kinds of great things going on as we celebrate 250 years of the most awesome nation ever. And if you don't believe that, there's the exit sign. Get the out of here.
Aren't you glad Trump is going to be the president for this this anniversary? Because, I mean, Biden would have liked been going out for ice cream that day or something. And, you know,
Obama would be like, well, every country thinks they're special.
Yeah.
He was special. Get out of here. Anyway, President Trump announced plans for Patriot Games event next year that'll ask for two top high school athletes from each state, one male, one female. What about other genders?
Yeah, I was going to say, that doesn't seem fair.
God, Trump, man, just trying to narrow it down to just two genders again. There he goes.
How rude.
To compete in various sporting events, the president announced the Patriot Games event will be the launch of Freedom 250, an organization that will plan and lead efforts to commemorate the nation's 250th anniversary. This is going to be, it's going to be quite a year, I think. One of these events, featured as a part of the festivities, will be what Trump called the first ever Patriot Games, and an unprecedented four-day athletic event featuring bow and arrows and hunting each other down.
Did you throw in the last part?
Well, isn't it going to be just like the movie?
That's what I would have thought, but, you know.
Okay, no, maybe I have that one wrong.
Somebody loses an eye, you know, and it's a big deal.
Especially if it's with a BB gun.
Mm.
One young man and one young woman from each state and territory, and this will take place autumn of 2026. Other events include Great American State Fair. That'll feature exhibits from all 50 states on the National Mall from June 25th to July 10th. An Independence Day celebration that'll include fireworks and a military flyover.
Nice.
And a UFC fight event that'll take place at the White House on June 14th.
That'll love it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's America.
Yeah.
Got to celebrate. So that's, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, of course, anybody who hates Trump will be, you know, disparaging toward it. So just, you know, you can expect that coming.
Yeah.
To which we say, who cares? Or get a life, or shut your pie hole, or
D, all of the above.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, this one. Is a little, could be a little tricky.
We've been warned, folks.
President Donald Trump shared that he is both surprised and honored after the Kennedy Center board voted to rename the venue the Donald J. Trump and the John F. Kennedy Memorial Center for the Performing Arts.
What's that sound of lefty heads exploding?
Yeah. You can hear, starting with Maria Shriver, and anybody related to a Kennedy in any way, shape, or form are going bonkers.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely bonkers.
How dare you even put him in the same sentence with John F. Kennedy?
During an Oval Office executive order signing rescheduling marijuana, that was one of the main reasons why they got together there, but they were asking for Trump's reaction. He said, I was surprised by it. I was honored by it. He is chairman of the Kennedy Center board. He said, after complimenting the board as very distinguished. Now, the fact is he replaced some of the board members with his peeps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if he is chairman of the chairman of the board, if he's the chairman of the board, I don't think they could surprise him with that. I'm just guessing. And you don't think he's behind something that calls it the Donald J. Trump and the John F. Kennedy Memorial Center? I mean,
as opposed to like the Kennedy Trump Center.
Thank you.
That kind of thing?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So
interesting.
Yeah, idiot. Look, if he wants to rub the lefties the wrong way, and he does.
And he, on a regular basis.
He is succeeding, man. He said, we saved the building. The building was in such bad shape, both physically, financially, every other way. Now it's very solid, very strong. And Trump teased the forthcoming televising of the Kennedy Center honors and et cetera, et cetera. He said, I think it's going to get big ratings.
There you go.
The Donald J. Trump and the John F. Kennedy Memorial Center for the Performing Arts. Woo! If you hear some screaming in the background, that is as Maria Shriver.
Shrinking Shriver.
She's not happy, apparently. Details on that, all of our major stories, we'll get to all of it. We've got plenty to talk about this morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. It is 6:45. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy on 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday, 6:48. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your top stories. The killer has been caught. The Brown University shooter is also, it's alleged, the MIT professor shooter, who he went to school with at some point in Portugal. Yes, he is a Portuguese national, was living in Miami. He's 48 years old, Claudio Neves Valente, and he was found dead, self-inflicted wound, in Salem, New Hampshire, at a warehouse there. And, yeah, there's some other twists and turns to it, and we'll get into that a little bit further. Also, NASCAR legend Greg Biffle and his family killed in a plane wreck. This was in North Carolina, Statesville, I believe. And just a terrible, terrible thing. And it's also noted that he really was doing some great philanthropy in the surrounding areas when he was helping a lot of people using his own helicopter to fly in supplies and help after the hurricane came through there and really wiped out a major part of the area, a lot of roads. I mean, it was inaccessible in many ways, but that's why he used his helicopter. And he won't be forgotten. He will get much deserved accolades, yeah, for the work that he did, and just a tragic event for sure. Trump administration announced on Thursday a multi-departmental offensive. They are going to try to ban hospitals and others from using pharmaceutical or surgical interventions to perform sex-rejecting procedures on children under the age of 18. They announced this yesterday. The proposed rules will also work to prevent the illegal marketing of medical devices such as breast binders to children for the purposes of treating gender dysphoria, and to reverse the Biden administration's attempt to include gender dysphoria within the definition of a disability. According to HHS claims data, nearly 14,000 received sex-rejecting procedures between 2019 and 2023. 14,000 children were allowed to be mutilated and force-fed hormones. Absolutely.
That's just awful.
No, I think history's going to look back on this one and say, what in the world? Mm-hmm. What in the world were you thinking? Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. signed the declaration Thursday stating that the sex-rejecting procedures, such as puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgical operations, do not meet professionally recognized standards of health care and will consider practitioners who provide such services out of compliance with the new standards. This will be interesting. Will it kind of go, underground to some extent? It probably will. There are people, for whatever reason, really have an agenda to promote this. I don't understand that. You want to change your gender. That could be something that an adult might consider at some point. If they want to pay for that and they have a very strong idea of what they're doing, I guess. I guess, but minors? Absolutely, unequivocally, no.
The story you did the other day was a 15-year-old girl, one visit to a doctor, and basically putting her on a plan for sex change, hormones. I mean,
fast-tracked her, basically.
One visit. Seriously? Come on.
And she was as shocked as anyone after the procedure that her mental illness and depression did not go away.
Imagine that.
Yeah, and so she's worked very hard to have things reversed, but she had a double mastectomy.
Yep.
I mean,
that's just
15 years old. Oh. I know, it's sick. How else do you describe it? Cackling Kamala comes just in time to lighten things up. She was on with Kimmel and Bits, and
there's a combo.
Yeah, Kimmel and Bits and Kamala Word Salad. Gosh, who was it? She was talking to somebody. I think it was maybe a podcast type thing, and they lifted some of that off of there. And she literally spoke for like a paragraph, several sentences. And at the end of it, there is no way that you could have figured out what was said. Impossible. Impossible. Failed presidential candidate Kamala Harris struggled to explain to ABC's left-wing late-night host Jimmy Kimmel why Joe Biden Department of Justice never attempted to release documents pertaining to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Hmm. Harris insisted that it was deemed crucial to keep absolute separation between the Biden administration and the DOJ.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what they're going with?
She said that out loud like it's the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
To give you an answer that will not satisfy your curiosity, I will tell you, we perhaps to our damage, but we strongly and rightly believe that there should be an absolute separation between what we wanted as an administration and what the Department of Justice did. We absolutely adhered to that, and it was right to do that. This was a Justice Department that was full of... Folks, including, you know, the FBI members who were very active politically. Where were they taking their orders from? They just, you know, had a dream, woke up and started to, misbehave mm-hmm. and make up lies about President Trump.
No way.
Yeah, I love that when they try to say there's a big separation between the DOJ uh-huh. and the administration. The more they say it, the more you know it's a lie. It's almost like thou dost protest too much.
Yep.
While we're talking about wonderful left-of-center women in politics.
I know the next one who has
you
to.
Do. It has you know to. What's coming down the pike?
If you go from Kamala to another one, probably
it's initials?
So.
Initials involved?
Three of them.
Bingo. Okay. You got it. Ding, ding, ding. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez told reporters that she would stomp Vice President J.D. Vance in a hypothetical 2028 presidential election. Now, there actually was a poll that was done that shows her ahead, 51-49. Now, you've got 2.7% of... within the margin of error. 2.7 is margin of error. It's within the margin of error.
Right.
I don't know that I would look at that poll if I was AOC and from that, no. I would derive at the point where I could stomp J.D. Vance in a presidential election. I mean...
That's a bit strong.
That should have been a Tuesday story because clearly that is some... Some good old trash talking going on there.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And the sticky notes.
The sticky note wasn't stuck?
You were just bragging on the sticky notes yesterday.
I know, I was.
And today, sticky note unstuck.
Oh, hey, when that happens.
But I have rescued it. I have saved it. I basically have saved the day.
So the show can go on.
No, this is actually to when the show takes a break.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is more important for me.
I gotcha.
Although I'm done eating my leftover pizza. So there's no urgency here.
Smelled good, though.
Yeah, that was good. That was Betsy stopped in Stark, Vegas on the way back from a High Springs shopping, eating trip, whatever, with our neighbor, Sue, sweet Sue. And so she brought me back some pizza.
Nice.
From Tony's. Hey. Hey. You want a pie to go?
Love it.
Yeah, man. All right. Happy, happy holidays, my friend. 'Tis the season. Much more to talk about, good and bad, but we'll cover it all for you. Coming up next on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.